Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I hope everybody had a good weekend. It was probably one of the craziest weekends I've ever seen in my life. I live in Nevada. I live in Southern Nevada. And so we had a phase one reopening of restaurants, salons, and various businesses, not gyms and clubs and things like that, over the weekend. And being a salon owner, I could just say, wow, wow. And, you know, having wanted to get food for Mother's Day, let me just say, oh, my gosh, it was a cluster. Now, first, I'm very, very fortunate because every single one of my staff came back. So we had 100% staff back, ready to come back to work. Whereas we know that a lot of employers couldn't get their staff to come back because of unemployment and things like that. So we were very fortunate to get everybody to come back. But with salons, we'll talk about salons first. It's very interesting. You weren't allowed to take any walk-ins. You had to just take appointments. Well, if you have a certain setup, like, you know, we own two Supercuts. And with Supercuts, they aren't appointments. They are strictly walk-ins. They don't do appointments on purpose, and I'll tell you why. And so to convert to that in 36 hours notice, when the cosmetology board had said, no, you know, walk-ins are all you could do, then you need to have them wait outside or in the car, was pretty, pretty challenging. Especially since people really wanted haircuts. Boy, did people want haircuts. And I got to admit, the average person was really, really nice, so grateful. They were like, bless you guys, etc. But to go from walk-ins to all appointments within 36 hours was definitely challenging. And then, you know, as with any business, you start to have people call out. So even though we had everybody come back to work, by the next day or the day after, people calling out. Well, when you have call outs, if you have a walk-in business, no big deal. Worst case scenario, you just close the doors early and say, guys, we're going to reopen tomorrow for walk-ins. With an appointment business, now you are committed to make sure you have somebody there. So for a lot of us salon owners, we were kind of scratching our heads on why the appointment only, because now that commits you to staying open because you have people with appointments. And if they gave you the wrong number, you know, who knows, they're going to be expecting the place open. Whereas with walk-ins, we can say, guys, you know, we're done. We hit our max today. Now we have some people calling out. We're going to lock the doors early. So I need to kind of talk to the cosmetology board about the reasoning with that, because appointments only actually kind of make the situation worse. People were able to wear their masks during haircuts. It was really interesting. They'd either cover it up or whatever. I did start to notice, because it got warm this weekend, that people wanted to take off their masks. A lot of clients and customers said, we are done with the masks. And we're like, guys, hold on. Hopefully the phase changes. In terms of viability for a business, could a salon operate on the new restrictions of being 50% capacity, appointment only, people? I would say best case scenario, break even. We did really, really well because it was opening week and all that, and we had, you know, we did what we could, but when you're only kind of allowed to have a couple, only two stylists, right, and you take away the volume, you struggle. So what can a salon do? They could open up earlier, extend their hours later. They could just try to see more patients in a day frame, do it longitudinally than widening. So rather have five stylists see a bunch of patients, do two, or clients, two, and then elongate. So for a salon owner, it's going to be rough, but we're going to make it work. And, you know, what do you do? For restaurants, however, Mother's Day was a complete cluster. And I have to hand it to the restaurants, and I have to hand it to the workers. They did the best they could. But a restaurant will not be able to stay open. There is no way for a restaurant to be able to do what they need to do on the confines of the phase one. And in fact, I heard that a bunch of places didn't open. I heard a bunch of places were like, no. No, we're going to operate at a loss, so let's just stay closed. So from the restaurant front, mother, going to finally see my mom after 6 weeks. Okay, should we take her out to dinner? Should we take her out to lunch? Phones were busy the whole time. We're like, you know what, forget it. We'll bring food in. I'm not a very good cook. So we're like, you know what, then we'll order takeout. So we order takeout because I still worked and saw patients that morning, so we decided to see her at night. Takeout, no place was taken out. They basically closed down their website, which you probably should if you can't do the takeout order. And then we found one. We put our order online, and they said, you know, pick up in an hour. Okay, as opposed to a half hour, no problem, pick up in an hour. It took 2.5 hours for us to get our food. And again, I get it, I don't mind, but that's not why it was such a cluster. Apparently, in order to have social distancing in a restaurant, not only could you only seat less than half capacity in the restaurant, and you had to have 6 feet apart, but you also had to have that in the kitchen. Now, for any of us that have ever worked in a restaurant, okay, you can't maintain 6 foot distance. I mean, in restaurants, you guys, you only have one little drink station. You only have one little kitchen area. You cannot work 6 feet distance. So for a restaurant to be able to do 6 feet distance, it was completely unrealistic. So they couldn't do the orders. And then if you were waiting to be seated, you couldn't wait in the waiting area. You had to wait outside. Well, if you look outside, and I posted some pictures on Facebook, there were tons of people outside. So to do 6 feet distance, you're actually in the parking lot. So what ended up happening is some of the people who were waiting in line, some of the people waiting for takeout, the lines got mixed. And then one person came out of a restaurant yesterday. My husband saw this. He was ticked that he had been waiting 2 hours. And he goes, all right, guys, the line starts behind me. And the other guy's like, well, line starts behind you. He's like, yeah. And they're like, no, we've been in line for 2 hours. And so my husband said he almost had to break up a fight. And you're looking at this, and you're like, okay, this is stupid. And then, in fact, the restaurant came out and said, look, guys, we might just close for the night. Not because of the fight, but they were like, we just can't do all the orders. We just can't see people. It just didn't work. You know, I was talking to you about that salad place that I went to. I remember the name. It was Sweet Tomatoes. Sweet Tomatoes was awesome. It was delicious, fresh food. You know, you could eat healthy. Closed. You can't have a face stop. You can't, and I get because of infectious disease and all that, I get that. But the average restaurant can't do it. The phase one restrictions don't work. So should businesses just stay closed until we go back to normalcy, or do they try to do what they can because we'll never go to a new normalcy? Don't go away. John Daly's going to join us. We're going to talk about how the Las Vegas Strip is supposed to open up. 1-877-DOT-SALLY. Don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen. oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of a gun owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Pneumonia, the boogie woogie flu, than this coronavirus or its shutdown issues. 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter as Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're so glad to have him back. We have John Daly, former main anchor at KTNV, TV host, celebrity, member of the Nevada Broadcasters Hall of Fame. He is back with us today to discuss how Vegas is going to reopen. And unlike what we thought, all right, well, the governor will turn on a switch and say, casinos, you get to reopen. He had basically reported some pretty startling news. So, John, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Dahlia, doing great. So great to talk to you again.
Yes, I know. I know. Miss you. I need to have you back more often because, man, I honestly, you dropped the bombshell on us, and I am so grateful that with your busy schedule you were able to come on. Tell us what you have heard in terms of the Las Vegas Strip reopening.
Well, what I put on my Facebook pages, and I have John Daly's Las Vegas as my Facebook page. What I put on there was a source from pretty deep inside the casino industry told me that the MGM Grand, they're going to be opening, but they're going to open in a very slow fashion, where they're literally going to maybe open two or three casinos every two or three months. And so for me, what that said to me was, you know, this is bad for workers, because you're going to have some casinos that won't open for another year and 2 months. A lot of it has to do with wanting to be safe, but a lot of it really has to do with the fact that they think a lot of the people, the visitors, the tourists that would be coming here are still going to be reluctant, and it's going to take a little time. Now, could they move that schedule up? Sure, they could. Does that mean other casino properties are going to be doing the same thing? We don't know that yet. I posted it because, one, my source is actually very good, and two, I just felt people needed to know, look, this is going to be slow. And some workers, if they're working at a certain casino like Aria, which might not be opening for a while, they're not going to be back for a while. And
right.
So that's why I posted it on there. So it's, you know, it's glum. Does that mean that it's going to be that way? We don't know that yet. But at the same time, too, I felt I needed to get it out there, at least for folks who were following me, just to give them a better idea of what could be happening.
And, John, yeah, and I'm glad you did, because what a lot of the headlines had been, you know, saying, you know, before your report was, you know, Aria was going to, a couple weeks ago, Aria was taking reservations for May 1st even, and we're hearing Treasure Island and other casinos are planning on opening May 15th. So you started to see people buzz and thinking they're going to take a trip to Vegas, or they're going, you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, here you are with an actual source that means something, you know, that is, you know, pretty reliable, going, guys, you don't understand. No, these casinos aren't going to open. Even if the governor says, okay, it's going to be impossible for all these facilities to reopen and expect to have the volume, to expect to have the customers. And so, you know, I'm not sure what's happening with the, you know, casinos that were already starting to pre-book, but it sounds like there's a little bit of a tug of war between what the Strip wants to do and what government officials want, and then between what corporate wants, because corporate's not going to open up five hotels if they can't fill one.
Well, and that's exactly it. And, you know, if you look at the different national polling, and there's, you know, anywhere from 60 to about 65% of most people in the United States are reluctant. They're worried about opening too fast and too soon. You know, 32% of the people are like, no, let's get it open. Let's get going. And so, again, I'm not saying one's right or wrong. All I'm saying is that there is a reluctance on the majority of people. So first, I've got my TV show, Undercover Jet Setter, which is travel, food, wine, and golf.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the stuff that we're looking at and we're seeing is that people do want to travel, and they will want to travel fairly soon. But at the same time, too, they're not going to travel in a way that it is going to be, you know, they're not going to jump on a flight to Hong Kong right away.
Right.
But what they may do is they may take a car trip to the Grand Canyon. So they're going to go to open places. They may go down to beaches. They may go to a place, you know, a golf course that they want to go to that is, you know, practicing social distancing and stuff like that. So it's going to be different, it's going to be a new normal, and we just don't know exactly what it is yet. And people are scared. People are really frightened of what still could be out there. And I, you know, and again, I'm not a prognosticator. I'm just looking at different things. You know, I'm in the North Carolina area, and I'm between Myrtle Beach and Wilmington, and they're beginning to open up here, and it hasn't been bad here, but you know, you start seeing different things that are happening, like in South Korea, where they started opening up. They had to start shutting things down again. So I just don't know. And, you know, as much as I wish I was out in Vegas, I'd love to be out there trying to, you know, help get things better out there. But I just think it could be a long slog for all my friends out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're talking to John Daly, former main anchor of KTNV. He has been the face of Vegas for decades. You've been in Vegas almost as long as I have. I think you got here in the 80s, right? When did you?
I got there in 1990, as a matter of fact.
1990, yeah. And so, with those of us in the media, and those of us from Vegas, we definitely had our two cents on what we think should have happened, because I think we saw how Vegas was before we exploded, right, in the 90s. And then the way the rollout went, and then the way the reopening would turn out, I think I'm having a hard time being optimistic about how Vegas can thrive again under this new normal. What would you have suggested we had done or do you think we did what we could have based on the knowledge we had at the time?
Well, I think what the planning was is that you needed to diversify a little bit more. And I do think with the new technologies coming in and the fact that, Vegas is becoming more of a high-tech hub, I think they just needed to be more. Relying solely on, tourism and gaming is a difficult thing, because when something like this, it's going to knock you off your feet. Does that mean they're not going to come back? No, I think Vegas is going to have a chance to come back. And I think once we find a vaccine, once we find the control of this, Vegas will be back again. But yeah, you need to diversify. And to be honest with you, it's the problem throughout all of the country. And I've said to people, the coronavirus is just, it's a symptom of the problems that we have in the country. And, to me, the basic symptoms are we're an aging society. We have more people, mm-hmm. the baby boomers, who are retiring now who are not necessarily working. We're much better off than China and Russia. The other thing is technology. And technology is, as great as it is, what it's doing, it's either reducing jobs or it's reducing salaries. And it's not the 1990s anymore. The 1990s, when I was working, it was four of me that were taking care of one retiree on Medicare. And today, it's one person working, taking care of four of the baby boomers who have retired. So it's totally different. And then as technology is reducing salaries and sometimes reducing jobs, it's difficult, especially for the millennials who they've got to support four times as much as, I only had to support a quarter of it, when I was their age. So it's different, and we need to have, and not to get political here, but both our political parties don't understand that.
They don't.
Until we start understanding the changes, we're not going to find the right solutions.
Exactly. One thing I've noticed is when it came to, wanting to shut down or not wanting to shut down, this wasn't a right or left. You had people on both sides either wanting the shutdown or not wanting it. And you bring up a good point, with social distancing and the new normal of how casinos and restaurants are going to reopen, if a restaurant wants to be able to make the volume so they could stay alive, they're going to then need to replace people with a machine even more. I think this coronavirus epidemic just accelerated the automation takeover.
It did, yeah, and it's gonna also accelerate the mergers and monopolies of not only casinos and different companies like that, entertainment companies, but it's gonna start monopolizing health insurance companies, hospitals. You're gonna start seeing and technology is the same way too, and so as a result of it, we're getting less choice. Mm-hmm. And as a result, we have less competition, so you're not going to see prices go down. And it's exactly what you're saying. If we're getting rid of jobs, that's fewer people going out there spending on different products.
So true.
I do believe in the next, certainly not going to be the next 2 years, but I think in the next 4 to 6 years, you're going to see a massive economic realignment, because we're going to have to do it.
Mm-hmm. And John Daly, how can people find you?
Best way is to go to johndaly.tv, which is my blog where I talk about Informed, Not Inflamed. And then the other way is to go to my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/undercover.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It seems with each passing day, doctors are learning more and more about the new coronavirus. It was once believed that children showed only mild effects from it. But Dr. Rob Sanders at the University Health System of San Antonio says they've now been seeing pediatric patients with rashes and frostbite-like symptoms in their feet.
The inflammation that occurs in our immune system is kind of having a very strong reaction to this virus and causing problems in a lot of different organ systems.
The U.S. House is preparing to vote on a massive new stimulus bill that has a very uncertain future. The roughly $3 trillion Democratic bill would provide more money for cash-strapped state and local governments, rent and mortgage relief, and hazard pay for frontline workers, as well as expanded mail-in voting. The Senate's unlikely to take it up, and the president says he'd veto it. This is USA Radio News. A brand new poll finds more and more Americans are leaving their homes in recent days, and fewer are practicing social distancing when they do. This latest Gallup poll just issued shows 58% of people surveyed say they are completely or mostly isolating themselves, but that's down from 75% who said they were self-isolating in early April, and down from 68% in late April. Top government health official Dr. Rick Bright testifying yesterday that Americans aren't doing enough to stop the spread of the coronavirus, but the White House press chief, Kayleigh McEnany, says that leaves the White House confused.
It sounds like he hasn't been paying attention when he suggests that Americans should social distance and wash their hands. These are all things we've said millions of times probably at this point.
Damage assessments underway after a strong earthquake hit Nevada early today. The 6.5 magnitude centered about 200 miles northwest of Las Vegas. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of you had asked, when are we looking at the coronavirus vaccine? Because that's what's going to save businesses. And I also have a question to pose to you guys. Here's the thing with the coronavirus vaccine. All right, we are hearing a whole gamut of successes and fails when it comes to the vaccine. We're hearing that some companies are already human trials. They hope to have something by the end of summer, early fall. We have others saying, guys, it's going to take years. It's going to take years. Then I had posted a question last week going, if we did have a vaccine, would you get the vaccine? And the majority of people said, hell no. Okay? Very similar to flu. We got a flu vaccine. A lot of people don't want to take the flu vaccine, and we end up having an average of 60,000 deaths a year. So when I had asked people on Facebook, you know, how did phase one go? What do you think? You know, et cetera. You know, people were suggesting, look, you know, we're going to need, you know, the vaccine. With the vaccine, I think that's going to save us. No, I'm here to tell you guys, I don't think we could wait for the vaccine to save the economy, to save the country, to save people from coronavirus. I don't think so. You know, I was just talking to John Daly, and this isn't really a right or left Republican or Democrat thing. There are Republicans and Democrats that wanted the shutdown, that wanted everything closed down and just everybody bunker down. We had Republicans and Democrats that said, really? Was this really necessary? So it's very interesting to see how we have a bipartisan, or not even a bipartisan, but we kind of have a mix of, you know, who wants what. And I think where the mix, where the demarcation, the line of demarcation is those who own a business and those who don't. For those who own a business, and that's their livelihood, they, you know, or those who pay rent or those who pay a mortgage, I think they saw this and said, oh, crap. For those who, you know, might not have had that, you know, responsibility, they were like, okay, well, obviously health comes first. And this really isn't about health coming first or business coming first or money coming first. Because let me tell you, as a doctor, both sides are dangerous. Coronavirus was dangerous, but having a city shut down, people lose health insurance, people not going to the doctor because they were fearing getting coronavirus. There's another man in the UK that had a heart attack saying he didn't want to go in. And meanwhile, he has a heart attack at his house. I mean, you know, the fear of coronavirus keeping people at home and keeping a city on shutdown is also dangerous. So from a medical standpoint, I can't say the numbers are equal because we aren't getting the true numbers with coronavirus. But let me just say, it's bad on all sides. So here's my question to you guys, because you guys are business owners. You guys are employees. You guys are managers. You guys are supervisors. All right? For those of us who are living in areas with phase one, and from what I'm hearing, phase ones are not sustainable. They're doable. They're allowing some companies to at least make some income, but it is not sustainable. My question to you guys is, what do companies and restaurants and salons and schools have to do? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Colleges have to deal with a new normal of, let's say students are freaked out about coronavirus, or let's say they get freaked out about the flu, or let's say Ebola comes, God forbid. All right, what does a college do if students don't want to come to classroom? You know, these classrooms are shoulder to shoulder. You can't do 6 feet social distancing in the average classroom. So what does a college need to do? Well, a college needs to go online. But you see what's happening with colleges. Students are suing because students want their money back. They're like, I'm not going to be paying $40,000 a year, $50,000 a year, $80,000 a year for online. I might as well do a cheaper online school. You know, a degree from one of these Ivy Leagues is nice, but it's presumed that you were there, that you used the facilities, that you, you know, had lunch with the professors, that you were on the, you know, the grassy knoll. You know, it's not that, well, you're on, you know, at home in your pajamas on a computer, because then you could have done that anywhere. So, you know, colleges are in trouble. Restaurants, we talked about. Restaurants, how to do social distancing in a kitchen. You would have to rebuild the whole entire kitchen. You need more space. You basically need more square footage. All right. If a company needs a social distance, right, 6 feet from each customer. So if you can't sit next to your mother, if tables and chairs have to be far apart, if workers, you know, and cooks and food servers have to be 6 feet distance, then you need huge square feet. And if you're only allowed to operate at 50% capacity, you just can't do it. There's no way. You know, we talked about with John how probably what's going to have to happen is you might have to have more automation. So if you have to have people 6 feet apart and you have a kitchen and you have four people, well, if you fire three of them and those jobs are automated, then you only have one person there. You've satisfied social distancing. You see where this is going? It's not sustainable. Okay? And I know some people out there go, well, it doesn't matter. We had a lot of deaths with coronavirus. That is true. I mean, I'm not going to lie. People did die from coronavirus. They did. But we got flu coming up. I mean, there's going to be other bugs. Do we just shut down? Do we just, you know, stab ourselves and fall on our swords, basically? Do we do that every time there's an infectious disease? You will not be able to run a restaurant or a salon or a college, right, with Ebola preventing, flu preventing, coronavirus preventing distancing. Okay, it doesn't happen. You know, they now say, which we've known about this, we talked about it on the show, that you're gonna get coronavirus through your eye membranes. So everybody's wearing dinky masks. And, what about the eyes? So that means you need to have a shield. Or you have to wear goggles. Are we really going to be running around this world with goggles and shields? And, I mean, look at the crime that's going up. Crime is going up. Nobody's talking about it. But people wear masks, so you can't see them. So people are walking in, they're grabbing things, they're stealing things, they're being rude, they're being mean, because they're wearing a mask. They're like, I can do whatever I want, people can't recognize me. Now, people can recognize me in a mask, you know, because I'm a tushy, you know. I wear a lot of glitter, I wear a lot of sequins, so unfortunately, people kind of know who I am, so I can't get away with that. There's a lot of people out there, they have full face coverings. I bought one of those full face coverings, I just want to see if people recognize me. I'll put my hair up in a hat and see if I can be incognito. So, 1-877-DOCKY-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. What is your company that you're in? How did the phase rollout go? And, you know, what would make it work? So, casinos in Las Vegas, as we talked about with John Daly, will probably open up one at a time in very, very small spurts because, again, if you don't have international travelers, if you don't have a lot of people coming, doesn't make sense having a hotel that's open. That's, you know, at 20% capacity of that. The problem is can these casinos or hotels last till 2021? Until they're allowed to reopen, or there's a need to reopen. Okay, how do you pay rent? How do you, you know, sustain that? Do security? How do you sustain something that's going to stay closed for months? Unfortunately, we're, as far as I'm concerned, unless people say, you know what, I want to live, I'll wear my mask, we'll do what we can, you're not going to see, you know, John was very optimistic about how, yeah, Vegas will come back because we want to travel. Well, people want to travel. But if the restrictions aren't in place, you can't do it. You can't play craps standing 6 feet apart from somebody else. You can't. You can't play blackjack that way. Never be one person, the only person at that blackjack table. It doesn't work. So I'm, we're going to kind of talk about, you know, some of the headlines now in terms of, you know, advancements on the coronavirus front. But thinking that a vaccine is going to be the save-all and going to be our savior when it comes to this, no, it's not. It won't be. Everybody's saying that, going, well, when we have a vaccine, that's what the governor. If governors are arbitratingly saying, okay, look, you know what? If we have a vaccine, you can reopen. If we have a vaccine, kids could go back to school. No, because people don't get the vaccine. You know, people aren't wanting to wear the mask. People aren't wanting to social distance. You know how many people gave me hugs or wanted to shake my hand or whatever? You know, it's just not going to work unless companies fire people, cut their cost, sell crappier products, not market. You know, unless they really go bare bones, they're not going to be able to even break even. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, I want to hear from you.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a birthday party in Pasadena, California is believed to be the epicenter of a little outbreak. Why? Because somebody was coughing while they were singing Happy Birthday to You. They said a birthday party was held during stay-at-home orders, and they think it was a cluster of where coronavirus started. Five confirmed cases were traced back at the party held in March in Pasadena, California, where public health officials say a large number of extended family had attended. The guest believed to be the first patient of the outbreak was coughing and joking that they had coronavirus with the other guests. She was joking with people at the birthday party and said, I may have COVID-19. Well, she ended up having it. Guests at the party were not wearing face masks or practicing social distancing, according to the press release. The city had issued a stay-at-home order. As a result, COVID-19 spread among party attendees. Other guests at the party had shown COVID-19 and are going to need to be quarantined while being tested. They said, we think five or six more party guests who live outside Pasadena may have been infected because they showed symptoms of the virus. The city has praised the work of investigators who use the contract tracing. It's actually contact tracing. They misspelled it. Contact tracing to identify the origins of the cluster. Now, of course, the big question many of you have is, were they deadly sick or were they just simply sick, like cough, cold? This is a debate going, was that a good thing? I'm not here as a doctor to say I'm not allowed to recommend coronavirus parties, like I'm not supposed to recommend chickenpox parties. That's what happened when we were kids. We're not allowed to recommend that anymore because, again, you just don't know who would get very deathly sick. But the next wave of criticisms that I'm hearing is, why can't we just get it? Rather than live in fear of getting it, let's just get it. Be in a controlled atmosphere. Say, okay, I'm going to get it. All right, let's have these groups of people in this area, you know, let the hospitals, the medical centers know that, you know, we're going to try to get an answer, but can't do it. The reason why that just won't work is because, again, it's the hospitals became fairly overwhelmed pretty quickly when this first started. And so, we almost need, if anybody gets it, to be very, very slow and very, very methodical. And, you know, hopefully the majority of the people who got it at this birthday party are fine. And they're at home and they're quarantining and all that. But, I know the burning question, when are people going to say, who cares? When are people going to say, who cares? So it's coronavirus, who cares? As a doctor, I can't say that. I can't allow it. I'm not supposed to. I know what you're saying. You know, flu's out there, cold's out there. You know, when do we say what the heck and move on? The problem is we had people, I know there's the debate of whether it was, you know, hyped or not, whether, you know, people were told they had coronavirus, you know, where the coronavirus diagnosis was thrown on their death certificate or not. I agree all that happened. I agree that a lot of the numbers are probably wrong. But we did have people with honest to God deadly coronavirus. I mean, doctors saw this. They were like, whoa, this is bad. You know, inflammation, lungs getting gummed up. It was scary stuff. Without a medicine, without a vaccine, people got scared. I mean, I supported our government officials every step of the way with this. I think we could have done it differently. But when you have an unknown virus, when you have an unknown disease, now, people are asking about these medications, remdesivir and these other arthritis medications that may have, success. There's an arthritic drug called tocilizumab that's used to treat rheumatoid arthritis. There's another study looking at anakinra. That's another arthritis drug. People have asked, why the arthritis drugs? Where are we with that? Why? Well, because they're anti-inflammatory. So my guess is they act in a way where they either prevent the coronavirus from continuing to infect or they prevent that inflammatory response. I talked about that in early February, where maybe what's happening is the reason why you have some people that do well and some people that don't is because it's their inflammatory response. If they overdo it with their inflammation, they end up gumming up their lungs. And so some of these medications out there limit that. So remdesivir right now has probably taken the lead at being the most effective against coronavirus, the remdesivir that's made by Gilead Pharmaceuticals. But they're saying it could cost, I think, $4,500 per treatment. A 10-day course of remdesivir could be $4,500. So one question I got asked is, well, why don't we, with, like, let's say these people at the birthday party, why not, if they get sick early on, then what we do is we treat everybody early with remdesivir. Well, at $4,500 a pop, it's not going to work, especially not in a socialized country like, you know, Great Britain or whatever. It won't work. So we're hoping some of these other medications, which I don't really see how they could be that much less expensive. Hydroxychloroquine was cheaper, by the way. And but we're having mixed studies on hydroxychloroquine. So 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Crime is up. We have seen some very, very disturbing crimes happen with people trying to take advantage of certain social distancing guidelines and companies being closed. You've had one lady, I guess, think pulled a gun on somebody at a McDonald's because she couldn't come in and sit. I'm not sure what's going on, but people are kind of losing their minds. 600 people were at a Texas park when fireworks went off and gunshots rang out. Apparently, 5 people were injured during a Texas shooting. Fort Worth police responded to Village Creek Park before 7 p.m. and found 5 people injured. This was Sunday night. There were 600 people in the park when there were fireworks. Witnesses told police that there were 30 rounds of gunfire immediately after the fireworks. Responding officers found 5 people with injuries, transported them all to local hospitals. 3 suffered non-life-threatening injuries, 2 of them in critical condition. So the stay-at-home order in Texas expired May 1. Additional restrictions laid out. Things opened up. And it sounded like people were trying to follow social distancing, but there were 600 people in the park. Again, people want to go outside. We've been telling people for years, go outside. Get off the computers. Get away from the TV. Get off the couch. They did that, and unfortunately, they were at risk for a shooting. Now, some people are using this as an excuse to say, you see, that's what happens when you relax social distancing. So what, we're never going to go out and live our lives? I mean, the one thing that the social distancing has done, and I think we could all agree, is we haven't heard of any school shootings since schools were closed down. But does that mean students are, from here on out, supposed to not be around other students, and they're supposed to be home social distancing? I mean, do they do school from here on out on their computer? I don't know. I mean, I want to protect people from other people. I mean, this is an anti-people world right now. This is all about staying away from people. Avoiding people. You need people. You know, it's very hard to make a baby and become a mother if you avoid people. It's very hard, you know, to have sex without foreplay. Okay? I mean, you need touching. You need to be around people. You need to, you know, marketing. You need to touch people in the heart. You know, and not only physically, but this barrier we're doing. You know, but unfortunately it's a shame because some people were taken advantage and people got injured yesterday. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, we'll talk about men and why men are more vulnerable to coronavirus. Don't go away.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.